This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On this Feed Facts Friday, today we focus on the transition cow with Dr. Mike Hutchins, longtime dairy extension specialist at the University of Illinois. And Mike, with transition cows comes transition feeding. And today you tell us about the importance of calcium intake.
Calcium is critical to our transition cow. It's basically those cows prior to calving, and basically the 3 weeks after calving, we call those transition cows. What's the risk with calcium? Well, most of our dairy producers will recognize milk fever. That's a big risk. Cows get milk fever. They physically go down. Blood calciums drop below 5 milligrams per deciliter. There's a cost of over $300 if you have to treat that cow. And, of course, if you don't do it efficiently, she will die. But the presence of that is probably less than 1 or 2% in well-managed herds. The new 100-pound gorilla is hypocalcemia. That's where the blood levels go down to about a little below 8 milligrams per deciliter, but the cow doesn't develop the characteristic signs of milk fever. And this can affect as much as 30-35% of our older, more mature cows in a milking herd. So we have these low blood calciums. You might ask, well, so what? Well, calcium is needed for smooth muscle contraction, so it affects the uterus. And therefore, cows cannot deliver a calf if she has milk fever before calving, or after calving, we may not get good release of or expelling of the retained placenta or the placenta itself or the fluids that are found in the reproductive tract. Smooth muscle in the digestive tract, in fact, it's one of the factors that can cause a displaced abomasum, but certainly would affect dry matter intake. Smooth muscle in the teat end, the sphincter, that literally closes the teat end from bacteria and lowers risk of mastitis. It impacts immunity because it affects the ability of the white blood cells to kill or engulf bacteria. And interesting work out of Wisconsin and Florida indicates that lameness is related also to low levels of calcium. So the listeners might say, well, now what do I do about this? First, is it a problem? Second of all, what are strategies? And I think two of the big strategies that I see, or tools, is to use the dietary cation difference or balance, simply looking at how many of the positive cations, which is potassium, and that's the one that causes the most problem in sodium, versus the amount of sulfur and chlorine in the diet. And that number should be under 50 minus, meaning more anions, a minus 50 milliequivalents per kilogram of dry matter. What that does, that acidifies basically the cow, and the cow says, hey, I've got to get this straightened away, and so she ends up excreting hydrogen ions in the urine, and that's why you can check urine pH to be sure you're getting the job done. At the same time, she's excreting calcium, which has some effect on the parathyroid hormone as well. If you're using a DCAD problem, you need to add some supplemental calcium. We suggest targeting 130 to 180 grams of total calcium in that transition diet. Another tool you can use is to add extra calcium at calving. Historically, that could include putting calcium solution underneath the skin of the cow, sub-Q. A veterinarian could IV the cow, or some farmers are very skilled. They can do that, put extra calcium into the bloodstream. However, the newer technology is to drench the cow with a water at calving, which contains calcium, or using the calcium boluses. The calcium boluses are administered every 12 hours. They will deliver 50 to 60 grams of available calcium, and those calcium sources should include such things as calcium propionate, calcium sulfate, calcium chloride, and a new product coming in the marketplace you're going to hear about in the future, ammonium lactate, would be another possibility. So, Bill, the bottom line is calcium is key in transition cows, and be sure to avoid the cows being marginally low in this because it's going to have dire effects. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day as well. Dr. Mike Hutchins, longtime dairy extension specialist with the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
We've been mentioning the deadline to enroll in the new and improved margin protection program, and that deadline is now just minutes away after an extension last week. But USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey says if you still don't have time,
you can't finish your application. Just like we did last week, folks will have the opportunity to be able to get on a register, complete the application later. So we certainly want to encourage producers to be able to get to their offices. You can even make a phone call and let folks know that you intend to sign up at your office and get that application finished next week.
It's USDA Undersecretary Bill Northey. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.